Hello.
Hello, you're with Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is LaShonda. Are you currently in need of emergency roadside assistance?
Yes, I was just on the phone with the young lady and the phone hung up.
I'm sorry to hear that. May I have your first and last name, please?
Anita Boyd.
Can I have a good callback number for you?
312-918-5885.
Can I have the zip code that your policy is registered under?
The zip code 606-21. I got two different cars, right? And one is 2018 Jeep, but this for the 2015 Malibu.
May I have that policy number, please?
The policy number for the Malibu, I think it's ILAA 059-8288-02.
You said 8802?
Yes. Dang, 02.
So you gave me ILAA 059-8288-02, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Who the hell is this 910? I ain't where I'm going through something. People keep calling me. Let me see who is this. Ma'am, can you hold on for 1 second?
No, ma'am, you can give us a, this is emergency roadside assistance. You can give us a call back
Oh, I'm
when you
sorry.
need us.
No,
Okay.
I'm still on the phone. No, you ain't got to hang up. I'm still on the phone with you. No,
Thank
I'm
you.
still on the phone with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was trying to see if that you all's company just called me. But I don't know from the first call, so I don't know. I'm just going to wait and go through this. Oh, God, this is just too much to be dealing with. Somebody ran me off the road.
Sorry to hear that.
Yes. Who is it? Better come up. Man, if we go down there, I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear.
What is the year making my, I mean, what is the address that's affiliated with your policy?
226 West 65th Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60621.
We have numerous addresses for you, but that's not one of them. We have one in Tennessee.
226. You said where the policy is at, 226. My policy, you talking about where I got my policy at, my address, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
And I have three different addresses, and there's one in Chattanooga.
No, I only have one address
for
my
There's in
car.
PA. So then I don't have
No,
the
I only
right
have...
customer.
Listen, I only have one address on my policy, and that's 226 West 65th Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60621. That's the only address I have on my policy.
Okay. No, mama. Do you know your effective date then? Because that's not you. That has to be another customer.
There's got to be somebody else. What you mean my effective date? I'm looking at my
like
paper
the date
I got.
Your policy, your actual policy started, because it must be a lot of different Anita Boys in different states.
I don't know the exact effective date because I've been with y'all for been with them for a minute now. But my address is 226 West 65 Street, Chicago, Illinois 60621. Now you want me to, I can put you on three-way and I can call insurance company.
I can't do three-ways because I'm emergency roadside assistant, so I can't call insurance companies.
No, I will call them.
Right. I can't stay on hold, though, while you get that information. I would need to be have the line available for emergency roadside.
I don't understand, though, because I'm not, I ain't never used no other address but this address I just gave.
So with the information that you provided me with and you don't have your effective date or your producer code or your plan later, the system is prompting that I can help you, but it will be out of pocket for you today.
How would it be out of pocket if I just gave y'all my coverage? My insurance is covered with this.
You'll have to call
this
your
is
insurance.
This is covered with my insurance.
Right. So when your policy doesn't pull up with your policy number, then and you don't have your effective date or your producer code or plan letter, then that's what prompts the system.
Well, I call them and get my effective date. I call them and get my effective date. And what else
and
you
your,
need?
Your producer code and plan letter, please.
Is this the producer code? DA1358290?
No, ma'am. Our producer code is your, it's usually like 4 to 5 digits, and then a plan letter is usually a letter.
So I need my producer code and the effective date. I'll call them, I'll call you back.
And your plan letter.
My what?
Your plan letter.
My plan letter.
Correct.
Just telling you what's on my plan.
A plan letter, it's more business orientated where your provider will understand what a plan letter is.
So they need to send it to you all?
No. You get the effective date, the producer code, and the plan letter, and then call us back with that information. We can see if that'll populate
your plan.
Okay,
so producer code, I need the producer code, effective date, and the plan letter.
Yes.
Okay.
One moment.
Okay, bye-bye.
One moment, though.
Okay. There's some bullshit right here.
No. Hold on. We might can override this. We might can move past this.
Okay.
It's
okay,
all system generated, so I'm just moving towards the system. I only can do what
okay.
the system allows me to do. Can you provide
okay,
me with your
I'm
home
sorry.
Address? It's okay. Can you provide me with your home address?
226 West 65 Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60621.
You might allow me to move forward. I can do this little thing with it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm trying to help you as much as I can because I understand.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. What is the
and
year?
Sick, a 2015 Malibu.
Thank you. What color?
Blue.
What's the reason you need the service? Like, what's wrong with the vehicle?
I have, my axle is broke. Somebody ran me off the road, and I hit the sidewalk, and it broke my axle.
Okay. Do you know which axle is broke?
It's on the right side.
All right, Let me place you on a brief hold and see if I can get this overrided due to what
Thank
the system
you.
Is saying. You're very welcome. Just give me one moment, okay? Please be
okay.
patient with me, too, because it's early. And
I will.
I appreciate you.
I
Thank
will.
You. One moment.
Okay. Okay.